4 years ago, Jasmine White cut short her unpaid maternity leave because she was 2 months behind on her rent.
I was worried about not being able to provide for my daughters. I was scared of being homeless with two young children, and I was terrified that Child Protective Services would get involved if that happened.
White was one of dozens of people who testified in support of a statewide family leave policy at a committee hearing this month. She told lawmakers it's a shame some mothers have to go back to work just 2 weeks after giving birth.
I see it as a way to just help others who are in these detrimental situations and don't have anybody else to fall back on. It's just them.
It's a story that Democratic Senator Faith Winter of Westminster says she's heard a lot after sponsoring the bill.
We have cancer patients that are skipping their second round of chemotherapy because they can't afford to lose their paycheck. And there was a heartbreaking story of a woman that took her dad off life support from her break room instead of being with him by his side.
So here's how the bill would work. Employees would contribute about 1/3 of 1% of their annual salary to the leave program. So if you earn $60,000, that would be about $3.69 each week. Employers would pitch in an equal amount. A University of Denver study estimates workers would get an average weekly benefit of $671 when they are on leave.
Businesses may, in fact, be tipped over.
But some Republican senators, like Paul Lundeen, oppose the program.
They're just surviving today. And even though there's a small amount of financial expense associated with this, the additional disruption, the other elements that this bill presents to businesses, may force smaller businesses, especially those struggling to survive, out of business.
Rebecca Edlund is an office manager for a small nonprofit organization.
If this bill passes, organizations like mine, family operations, rural businesses, small companies around our state, and their employees, not just the business owners, but their employees as well, will lose.
Edlund's boss let her work from home while she took paid maternity leave to care for her newborn. She fears the state's program would hurt businesses by removing that flexibility.
No amount of time could have prepared or enabled me to transition my job to another person.
After more than 6 hours of testimony, the Senate Finance Committee tabled the bill so that Faith Winter and other sponsors could work on amendments to alleviate concerns from the business community, such as more options on how to participate in the program.
We've been meeting with a lot of stakeholders, listening to concerns, gathering ideas, and we have a package of amendments that we're going to be presenting that we think makes the bill stronger. It definitely is a Colorado solution.
So far, Republicans like Senator Lundeen have been skeptical of the amendments. He also thinks some employers might cancel their existing paid family leave programs that are more generous than the one the state is proposing.
It's kind of a redistribution of misery more broadly would be a way I would look at that.
The bill could come back for more work in early April, but time is running out in the session. If approved, Colorado would become the 7th state to adopt a paid family leave program. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.